Good morning. Last week we discussed the sugya of lifnei de lifnei. And the classic case of lifnei iver is when you put the michshol directly in front of the iver. On the other hand, if you sell an item to a goy who will then go ahead and be machshol, perhaps another goy, there we say that is not us, so we say it's lifnei de lifnei. You're not the one that put the michshol, it's the buyer that put the michshol. And that would be mutter. We pointed out that when it's vadai, when it certainly will happen, that is a machloikus. The Rambam is makel even in that case, although the Bach, the Goyin, and others are machmer. They're only makel besafik. However, if it's being done al yidei shliach, where the first goy is either a shliach of the second goy or the second is the shliach of the first, there, according to many poskim, there the heter lefnei de lefnei will not apply. Now, we had an interesting case. Someone went into the billboard business where they rented out space to advertising companies. And at some point, he was in Sarah the following Shaila. The advertising companies put up these advertisements. And as you may be aware, some of the advertisements are taco and nichshol for people. It's not something that should be up and people should be looking at. And his question is, does he have an iser of lifnei iver renting out the space to an advertising company? Now, l'chayra, the first thing that comes to mind is that since he is not the one that's directly putting it up, he is renting it out to this company. This company is then going ahead and putting up whatever advertisement they choose. That, l'chayra, cannot be worse than lifnei de lifnei. It's not you directly, it's you're giving to someone who will then perhaps be putting the michshol. And therefore, since it's certainly not shlichus, and certainly not vadai, in that case, it should be mutter, you should not have this problem. Now this leads us to the next question. Putting aside the heter lefnei de lefnei, would there be an iser to go ahead and rent space to an advertising company, because they might go ahead and put something up which is inappropriate? You know, does the iser lefnei iver only when an iser will certainly be done? What happens if the buyer or the person you're giving it to may use it for an iser or may not? And in truth, this is a very, very basic question, because everything you sell, whatever line you're in, everything you sell could be used for an iser. You sell a pot, so maybe a fry yid will buy it and use it to cook something that's treif. You sell a pen, maybe someone will write with it on Shabbos. There's virtually anything that you do or sell can be used l'iser. Now, certainly won't lift an iver d'oraisa you won't have, since if you're selling pots or pens, the person can buy it elsewhere. So the d'oraisa, it's chadar v'denaro, you will not have the iser lift an iver d'oraisa. But as far as misayaya, we should have the same problem. Perhaps this item will be used for iser. LMI, you're going to decide that retail business is too dangerous l'halacha, you go ahead and start doing services. So if you're an accountant, you're helping a company, maybe that company is doing things shalaki din. How far does the iser lifnei iver go? Does it apply only when there's a direct and certain iser, and how do we deal with cases where there's some level of suffix? So, to understand the answer to this question, there will be a number of different shitas and a few different gedarim, but we'll start with the Mishnah and Shvias. The Mishnah says as follows: Elu kelim she'ena uman rishoy l'makram b'shvias. There's Mishnah that lists different kelim you're not allowed to sell in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah. And the reason is, if a fellow comes in during Shemitah and wants to buy a plow, so you know good and well if he's buying the plow, he's using it for his field, he's going to be over, and he's going to use it for a Dvar Isser. So the Mishnah says it has a list of cases that things are Isser. But then the Mishnah says, Al-Moichru, Mago Yadu, Mago Kotzer, V'Agolo, V'Chol Kelel. This is the rule. Koshe melachtam yuchedes la'avera. Anything which its melacha is meyuchad, it's only used l'dvar iser, aser. L'iser l'heter, something that has a dual use, it can be used for iser and for heter, mutter, you're allowed to sell. So what the Mishnah seems to be saying very clearly is that the iser lifnei iver is only when the only use for this item is a dvar iser. Once it can be used for heter and for iser, even though there's no guarantee, we don't know that it will be used for heter, we just don't know. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says there is no iser to sell these items, it's only when it's a vadai. Now, even by a vadai, in a case where someone is known to be a kosher, there you're allowed to sell it to him on Shemitah. You'll assume he's getting a good deal. If you want to looking for a cheap plow, Shemitah is a good time to buy one because no one else is selling. No one else is buying it. So if he's hoxed the kashrus, we'll assume he's buying it to wait. But if someone who's a chashud, they're ready. If he's buying it now, it's something that typically is not bought in advance, and therefore you have to assume it will be used le'isra and it will be asr. So the Mishnah seems to be saying a very clear and very useful heter, that lifnei iver is only when it's vadeh going to be used for isr. If there's any doubt, if there's any suffik, there it will be mutter. Now the Mishnah Ches seems to say a very similar halacha. You cannot sell a cow that plows on Shemitah for the same reason. You're buying a cow that plows, you're probably buying it in order to work your fields, and therefore there's lifnei iver. Beis Hillel says it's okay, because you could shecht it. Since you could shecht it, we can look at this as something which is used le'isr u'leheter, and therefore you're allowed to sell it, even though it may end up being abused, and it may end up being used le'isr. Now the question is why? We know safek d'oraisa l'chumra. Normally, if you want to eat something, and there's a safek whether this is kosher or a treif, so if there's a safek and you're dealing with d'oraisa, you have to be machmir. Lifnei iver is an isr d'oraisa. If you're selling it to someone, and we're not quite sure what he's using it for, why? What's pshat in this halacha that as long as you don't know for sure, as long as it has some use of heter, you can sell it? Why don't we say it's a safek? Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, and therefore it should be usher to sell anything that may be used for iser. So the number of achronim asked this kasha. Because of this kasha, some of the Mishnah Rishayna actually says enachrami. This halacha, the Mishnah says, you, as long as it has dual use, it's okay. It's talking about where there's no lifnei iver d'oraisa. The person, if he wants to do the iser, he can find the goy that's selling the plow. He can find the supplies elsewhere. Since he can find it elsewhere, it's chad aver denara. He doesn't need you. There's no iser lifnei iver. The problem is only misayaya. You're helping him out, even though he doesn't need you. On that, we say misafik, it's going to be mutter. Now, according to this, it comes out of tremendous chumra. It comes out, if you're ever dealing with a situation of lifnei iver d'oraisa, then this whole halacha does not apply. And if there is a safek that will be used for iser, l'chayra, it should come out according to these shitas that it should be aser. Now, it has to be a safek. The fact that it, in theory, could be used, we lav dafka will be choshish, but if it's a svaras lakan and svaras lakan, there it's commonly used for iser, and this person you have reason to be choshish, he doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. According to the Ishitas, it would be usher, this heter is only by Misayeya Durabana. Now, the Maisa Roiv Achroinim, and it's Meduyuk, I think, in many Rishayim as well, argue. And they do not limit this Mishnah to Misayeya. They say this Mishnah applies even to Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa. Afal Pikein, the Ritvos speaks this out Mufurish. The Isra Lifnei Iver is only when the person will Vadei be over in Isra. If it's a suffix, the Torah says lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol. The Reyatzev says it's lifnei iver lo yisitei michshol. The iser is to put the michshol in front of the iver. Means the blind person is there; he's right in front of you, and you put the banana peel right by his feet. That's the iser lifnei iver. On the other hand, to put a michshol in the street and is not going to be usher because maybe perhaps tomorrow an iver will come. It's only when the Iver is here, he certainly will be Nichshol, that's where the Isser Lifnei Iver. The moment it's a Suffolk, there the Isser D'Oraisa does not apply. Now it still will be Osser D'Rabbanon in many cases, but Midoraisa, Zok the Ritzvah, the Isser Lifnei Iver is only by a Vadai, not but when there's an element of Suffolk, not when it's not clear that he'll be over. Okay, very good. We'll get that in a minute. We'll get that in a minute. Now, the Moshe actually says that perhaps the makar for this halacha is the idea of lifnei de lifnei. Just like the issue of lifnei iver is only when you directly cause the person to stumble, but if it's lifnei de lifnei, you give it to a guy and the guy gives it to someone else and causes the nichshol, there you're not over. I mean, the peda of the Torah is only when you are directly causing the avera. So who had it over here? When there's a suffix, when it's not clear whether or not the Isser will be done, there it will be mutter. Now Chazon Ish speaks out, It's not clear whether Chazon Ish is going on the Raisa case or on the Rabbanon Duka case. Chazon Ish says that one of the reasons why we make these cheshbonos is he says that there's a shikul hadas. On one hand, you don't want to cause people to be over nisa. On the other hand, if you're a makbid b'safik, that any time you do something or give something to someone where potentially you can cause an isser, we have to outlaw that, and we have to say there's a chashash isser. He says basically you'd end up not being able to deal with anyone who doesn't have a great cheses kashrus, because almost everything you give them can be abused. He said if you're going to have to start suspecting people when you're not sure, misafik, and you stay away, you'll be goyrim problems, you'll be goyrim machloikis in sinna. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says that the Chazal were made certain gedorim. But the moment when it's not clear that there's going to be an iser, when it's a suffik, there the raisa will not apply. And again, the rabbanon, it will depend on the case as well. Now, the problem is that we have a few Gemaras that seem to be mefurish not like this. The first is a case of Nazir. The classic case of Lifnei Iver, you hand the Nazir a bottle of wine. So, there was a Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim learned, the problem is, maybe he'll forget and he'll drink it. So, Bishloim, if the case was he already forgot, and he says, I'm thirsty, pass me the bottle, we understand. That's a Vada. Pass him the bottle, he's going to drink it. But if you hold the problem is, maybe he will forget, that's a Suffolk. Why is there a lifnei iver? The Gemara says that it's usher to lend someone money without eidim. Why? Because when you lend someone money, if there's no witnesses, there's no shtar. So people have a tendency, when it comes time to pay back, they'll have a yetzahara to be koifer, to deny that they ever borrowed the money, or to forget, whatever it may be, and you're over lifnei iver. And lastly, we have the Gemara in Kedushin, that if you rip up something in front of your son, you cause him to get angry. So there, the Gemara says, also to do that because of lifnei iver. Now, it's true that if you rip something in front of your son, he may get angry. Perhaps even it's likely he'll get angry. But l'chayru, it's not a vaday. And if it's not a vaday, l'chayru, we're saying that there's no way to lifnei iver. So here you have there are two answers. The first is Enechanami. Some, at least in the Gemara in Kedushin and the Gemara about lending money, many learn it's only a din d'rabbanan. It's not d'iraisa, and which is very understandable. Since it is a suffik, Chazal said don't do it because this is not a good idea. It's not a good practice. But Enechanami, the isra lifnei iver d'iraisa, it could be you're not over. Oyde yesh loimer, that perhaps that case is worse. When you're giving an item to someone who's chashur, so he might use this for isra, he might not use it for isra. As long as it's a suffik, we can be toilo lahako, we can assume he will not use it for an iser, and it's mutter. That applies when you're giving him something, and he's going to decide what he's going to do. Maisha Ein Kain, if you're the one that caused the iser, that's more chomer. When you smash something in front of your son, something expensive, you're getting him angry. If he goes ahead and now he's over the kibud av eim, you didn't just hand him the kalim. You didn't simply give him the tools in order to be over the yisr. You're the one that caused the yisr. In that case, if you're the one that's goyrim it, there's a malkum to say, even if it's a sadik whether he'll do it or not, it's also to do something that will cause him to go ahead and be over an yisr. Maish Ankin, when you're not causing it, this person wants to plow his field. He just has to find the plow somewhere. So there, the fact that you sell it to him, if it's not clear whether he will or what his intentions are, it's mutter. But when you're causing it, that's worse. And so the melo, hitting something, destroying something in front of your son, or even handing wine to a nazir, since the tendency of people is they're holding a bottle of wine, it's a temptation that people have a hard time battling. So in that case, it's not just that he's using it for Issa, you're the one that's goyrim it, there it's more chomer, and there even misafik, it will be aser. Now, the same way, when you have a dual use, the Mishnah says that it's mutter unless you know for sure it will be used for iser. The same thing is true about people. Someone you're not sure, is he someone who's choshed or not, is he from or not? Here also, we can be toil in the hakel, unless you have a clear raya that he is someone who is chashud, you can sell him anything, even a plow, because you can assume that he's a kosher and he'll wait until he'll be matzniyed until after Shemitah. Now the question is that although we see in the Mishnah that that if there is makun to be toila, you know, if you even though cow that's oymen l'charisha will probably use to plow. Nevertheless, since he could shecht it, Beis Hillel says it's mutter to sell. The question is, how likely does it have to be? How reasonable or plausible does this use for heter have to be? You know, is the halacha that any time there's any theoretical use for heter, now suddenly there's no lifnei either? Or do you need miyot? Do you need roiv? Does it need chazaka? How far does this go? I mean, anything that you have, you probably could dream up some potential use of heter. But how we magdir it? So this is something, there are many, many, many shitas. I'll try to summarize it. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that you cannot sell certain animals to a goy because they're chashed to do an aveira with it. Again, the Gemara has different aveiras that are done with animals. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says that Rav Huna went ahead and sold an animal to a goy. They asked him, how could you do it? And he said, Emer l'shchita, maybe the goy is buying it to shechta. In other words, Rav Huna held, the Mishnah held that it was also because of lifnei iver, because you're giving them an animal, they'll do an aveira. Rav Huna said, which was l'chayr like Beis Hillel, that no, because perhaps they're going to shecht it, they're not going to do any yisr, they're just going to shecht it, the other kachom is going to shecht it, and won't be over an yisr, and therefore it's not a problem. Now the Rishayim have different ways of understanding the Shita's Rav Huna. Rav Huna is not arguing on the Mishnah. So that means some cases it's usr to sell because of lifnei iver. Other cases we have a svar of Eimer l'shchita, perhaps he's going to shecht it. So the Ramban brings down from Rav Haigoin, and he brings down a number of different shitas, but what he says is, stam an animal, you don't shecht. Eating meat was a luxury, especially back then. Having a cow or an ox is something which you needed for your farm. So most animals were not oymer l'shchita. Stam an animal was meant to work. And when the Mishnah says that it's usur to sell an animal, it's because Rav Chayshi is going to keep it, and there'll be a problem with lifnei iver. Why was Rav Huna meiko because of the shechita? So there, again, different Rishayim. Some Rishayim say that the person who was buying it was a butcher. So he shechted some of them. He also had a farm. So it was yesh v'yesh. He had both. It was a suffolk. There, he was toil l'hakal. Masha'en kein, if it wasn't a butcher, or if the person didn't give some indication that there's a possibility of shechting, there the Ramban says nothing doing. There would be usur because we have to assume that he's going to keep it. He's going to keep it alive, and you cannot be toil l'hakol. But it comes out according to the Ramban, we will not assume he'll shecht it unless we have a reason to believe that. Otherwise, we're going to assume he's going to hold on to it. We're not toil l'hakol, and it's going to be usur. The Ritzvo actually goes even further. The Ritzvo, at least in one side, says you need roiv. That roiv and the roiv of this type of animal is l'shchita. Otherwise, you have to assume that it will be kept alive and the isser will be done. So this shita seems to very severely limit the idea of toilet. Because what we're saying now, according to this Ramban, is that unless there's a good reason to believe the isser won't be done, then lifnei iver will apply. A suffix, the fact that it possibly will be shechted, is not enough. You need a reason to believe that it will be shechted. Most cases will not have lifnei iver deraisa today because you can get it somewhere else, unless the other suppliers are Jewish, or if you hold like the shitas that mekuch memkar is not enough. So kopan, we have a Ramban, we have some rishonim over there that say we are not toilin unless we have good reason, perhaps, and the Ritzvah it takes even more extreme and says you need roiv. So that's the first gemara. Now the problem is we have another Mishnah, which we have in the Maror Mekoymis and Gittin Daf Samach Beis. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mash'elus ishto l'chaverito harashud al shvius. A lady is allowed to lend her neighbor who is choshed on shmita, nafa v'kava v'rechayim v'tanur. She's allowed to lend her different utensils that she needs to bake. Now the problem is, if her neighbor is choshed on shmita, and you're giving her these kalim, these utensils, and that she's using to make the dough, l'chaver we have a problem of lifnei iver. You're helping her be over the yisr. So in that, the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah at the end says, "Akum le'amru el lifnei darkei shalom." The real enochanami, really, it should be usur to give your neighbor to lend your neighbor a sifter or anything that she needs to help prepare the dough because of lifnei iver. But lifnei darkei shalom, you can imagine if you start come Shemitah, you don't lend your neighbor anything. It will cause all sorts of machlokes and all sorts of fights. Therefore, it is mutter to go ahead and to lend your neighbor, and she can lend the neighbor even though she's chashed on Shemitah. The Mishnah says, even though it should be aser, nevertheless, over here, it's mutter because of Darkei Shalom. Now, Frektosis, why do we have to come on to Darkei Shalom? Why don't we say a Beresvar? It's true, this lady is chashed on Shemitah. Does that mean every single thing in her house is aser? Maybe not. Maybe you're talking about, maybe she happens to have some wheat or some food that was there b'hatar. Let's be toilu l'hokol. Tesis enechnami. The case over here is that we know for sure she has nothing of hatar. Therefore, there's no makom to say toilu. And the only reason why it's mutter is dak yeshalom. Very good. Very good. Very good. If it's an isher d'oraisa, how in the world can you tell me between dak yeshalom it's going to be mutter? So this kasha is, the Rishonim all ask the kasha, and they answer in different ways. Rashi, although he doesn't address it explicitly, seems to learn Enchanami. We're not dealing with Lufneiva Dereis over here. Here we're dealing with Misayel L'dvar Avera. If you don't give your neighbor the sifter, she'll still find a way to make her challah. It's not Lufneiva Dereis, it's Misayel. Because it's Koidim Zmani Surai, because you're just giving her something in advance, she's going to use it later and she'll cook it and then she'll eat it. Zot Rashi mipnei darkei shalom, we're matter this matter misayeh derabon on koydes mani suri because of darkei shalom. That's the sheet of Rashi. This has nothing to do with lipnei either. This is misayeh. It's misayeh koydes mani suri because you're giving it to her. She's going to prepare and she's going to eat it later. But what you're doing now, it's not the shas iser. Darkei shalom is a heter misayeh koydes mani suri. That's Rashi. The Ramban takes the other extreme. The Ramban and the Rashba quote a Yerushalmi that say not like Tosis, and they say all of these items could be used leheter. You give someone a strainer or no. He said you can put money in it. You can sift something else. Yerushalmi has different examples, different uses of heter. Zog the Ramban, the reason why this is mutter is this is the halacha that we had before toilin lahakal. Is it shtamps of heter? Shtamps of heter, the iser of lifnei doesn't apply. The Mishnah says Darkei Shalom. If the heter is because of toilin, then maybe you can use it for heter. Why do you need Darkei Shalom? The Mishnah that's talking about selling a parah on Shemitah doesn't say Darkei Shalom. Zok Ramban, a tremendous chiddush. Whenever you sell something that has a dual use, really it should be aser. Elamai, what are we saying? Misafik lifnei iver is the Torah is never aser safik lifnei iver. Zok Ramban, even though it's mutter, he says, you can only be soimich or be nichnas into a safek when you have a good reason. When you're selling something, you're making money, so you're making a profit. So you're allowed to sell, even though it might be used for iser, since it's only a safek, it's mutter and you're allowed to sell it. However, your neighbor wants to borrow something, you have absolutely no benefit. If you have no benefit, why should you give it to the person and be nichnas into a safek? Maybe it will be used for iser. Therefore, Zok the Ramban, that's why the mission needs Darkei Shalom. Darkei Shalom is just a reason, an incentive, a reason why you should get involved. Once you have a reason to do it, since it's a Safek Lifneiver Dereis, it doesn't apply. But without Darkei Shalom, or without making money off the deal, without selling it, when there's no tachlis whatsoever, stay away from a Safek, and that'll be aser. It's only when you have a benefit, or Darkei Shalom, there were matter even by toilet. Now, it's a tremendous chiddush. Because Pashas, if you learn the Torah, never aser lifnei iver misafik, it's mutter. If it's mutter, it's not being nichnas into a safik. But nevertheless, it comes out lahalacha, according to this Ramban and Rashba, any case of toilin, or any case where it has dual use, it's only mutter when you have a benefit, or darkei shalom. But otherwise, if you stam want to do it, there's no darkei shalom, there's no benefit to you, there, even though toilin, even though he might be using it laheter, it still will be aser. Now, Tosfos has a middle darga. Tosfos brings down this Yerushalmi, and says, wait a second. We're saying Toilin Lahaka, when it has a legitimate use for Heter, we can be Toilin Lahaka. But Frek Tosfos, when a lady is borrowing a sifter, do you think she's going to put money in it or sift some? She's using it because she's making dough. That's the normal use. This Tliya, Zok Tosfos, is a very far-fetched Tliya. It's a very unlikely Tliya. Zok Tosfos, that's the Pshat. Really, the reason why it's mutter is toilin lahakol, because it may not be used for eser. But since it's such an unlikely use of heter, and if you had a bet, it's much more likely to be used for iser, there, that tliya you cannot do unless there's darkei shalom. So, according to the Ramban, this is a real tliya, and it's mutter. Darkei shalom is needed for a zayit good reason. Why just why get involved unless there's a reason? Profit or darkei shalom are reasons to get involved, and it's mutter. Taisus learns that no, it's mutter because of toil and lahakol. But toil and lahakol is only when there's a reasonable possibility, when there's a good chance it'll be used laheter. If it's it, what? Taisus is clearly learning that the underlying shaila is a daraisa. It's a question of lifnei iver. But he mistama holds like the Ritzva, that when it's not a vada yisr, it's only darabanan. And therefore, even by darabanan, normally you're only toiling lahakel, I'll call by darabanan when there's a good chance that it's going to be used lahakel for heter. Masha einkein, when it's a far fetched, there midrabanan will be asur unless there's a svar of darkei shalom. No, Tais Hanach is we know all she has is from this year. The question is, maybe it's not for food. Maybe she's using these things to hold money or to the oven. She's using the oven to put flax in. All sorts of interesting stories. Tais says it's true, it's possible. Maybe it won't be used for Isser, but since the normal use is for Isser and it's these tliyas are tliya kol dehu, it's unlikely that you can only be semich on a tliya kol dehu by darkei shalom.
So you have no reflection.
Otherwise, it'll be mutter. If she may have heter and may have mutter, it's not an unreasonable tzad, then it'll be mutter maker hadin because it's title and lahakol. So what comes out according to Taisus L'Chaira is that if you have a very unlikely tzad heter, the normal use is for iser, and there's just an unlikely tzad heter, there you cannot be seimich hadin unless there's dark yeshalom. Masha ein kein, if it is a typical use of heter, there already it will be mutter even without dark yeshalom. Now, whether you need roiv or miyud is not especially clear. The Ritva sounds like without darkei shalom, you can only be telling lahakol when roiv hishtamshis is laheter. Mitzad sheni, the pashas of the Mishnah is mistama not like that. Beis Hillel, let's say, as you're allowed to sell an animal on Shemitah because maybe l'shech, the roiv over there, a paruch haresha, so mistama the roiv was for harisha. So pashas, you don't need roiv. And even the rishayim that in the Sugya of Avodah Zarah daf yodalad, Pashas over there, the reason why they're worried and they need to make an ukimta that he's a butcher or he sets on about shechting is because it's not just a roiv is lecharisha. There, stam paro is lecharisha. When you want to overcome a stam, you need a good reason. You need some sort of gilui das, or you need a butcher. However, if it's a suffix, even though roiv are for iser, but there is a strong miyut that's used leheter as well. There, lechayer you can be toyon lahakol, regardless of toyon lahakol, even though the roiv is used for eser. So basically, what we have is, according to Taisvis, a far-fetched tliya is you can only do mipnei darkei shalom. A reasonable tliya, even if it's keneged the roiv, it seems to be he is saimachan, and pashas is saimachan even by a daraisa, although that is a bit of a machlokes. Now, in Yerdeus, in the Kufnu and Aleph, the Ramah brings down the halacha that you cannot sell an item which is meyuchid for avodah zarah to a guy. So the Taz over there is medayik, that it's only awesome when it's meyuchid l'avodah zarah. But if it's not meyuchid, if it has a dual use, it would be mutter. L'chayra, he's talking, the case of the year is lifnei iver d'oraisa, and the Taz is medayik from Shulchan Aruch, that it would be mutter as long as it's not meyuchid, as long as sometime there is some sort of ishtamshus leheter. And the Mayim Chaim over there argues and says you need Roiv Heter. However, again, the Taz is Deek from the Ramah seems to be consistent with Taisvis and with some of the way many Achroinim learn Taisvis, and that seems to be the Iker. And the Magen Avraham in Simon Shin Mem Zayin Hilchos Shabbos talks about lending something to someone who is Choshed to be Mechal Shabbos. So if someone comes to you and Erev Shabbos, he wants to borrow your car. So the Zuck the Magen Avraham, you can't do that. He's going to use the car, and he's going to be Mechal Shabbos with it. On that, Zuck the Magen Avraham, it's only mutter to lend a keli to Mechal Shabbos if there's a reason, if it's motzli, that he'll use it leheter. However, if there's darkei shalom, then you can have a tliya kol dehu. So this is exactly what we're saying from Tosfos, that when the darkei shalom is involved, as long as there's any possibility of heter, it's okay. With our Darkei Shalom, it has to be Matzui. It's not Mashman, you need Roiv according to most Paiskim, but it has to at least be common that it can be used Leheter, and then it would be Mutter. Okay, good. So we'll get to that. Now, what you're really asking is, how can you rent any house, an apartment, someone who's Mechal Shabbos? Shabbos is going to come along, he's going to use the oven. He's going to use the hot water. So it should be also to rent anything to Mechal Shabbos because of this problem. It's pretty much a vadai. He's going to, he's going to turn on the lights on Shabbos, and l'chayr, we should have a problem over here, lifnei yevir m'seyeya. Good points. We'll Mr. Shem discuss that next week. Okay, Enochanami. That is one of the svaras that's used, that if he's going to, unless there's reason to believe, he's going to do more. For example, the discussion is, let's say you have a store. He's going to have a store somewhere. You have the best location for him. So if he's in your location, he'll do twice as much business as if he's somewhere else. So there's more Chil Shabbos, there's more Mechuch Memgram Shabbos going on because of you. So there you have a case where it's a potential Lifneiver, where without you it won't, but Enochanami, in some cases, that is a svar that's used, that it won't make a difference. The difference will only be where he's being Mechal Shabbos, but not how much or the amount of Yisurim. Now, although we have a svar of Toil and Lahakal, that if you're selling something, it might be used Heter, it might be used Isser, we're saying that if there's a reasonable Tliya, it's Mutter, even a far-fetched one is Mutter, but Mokram Darkei Shalom. So there's an interesting question. Someone was renting out a store, and the question was it Chad Avra Denaro or Trey Avra Denaro? If you don't rent it to him, will he find another location that will allow him to be over just as many Yisurim? So, some cases it's clear. You have the best location, you have the worst location. Some cases are, what happens if it's a Suffolk? You don't know what would be if you don't give it to him. So, on one hand, you're handing him the item that he's going to use for the Yisur. On the other hand, he can find it somewhere else, and therefore it shouldn't be a question of Lefneiver, it should only be a question of Misayaya. What do you do Misafik? Can you be totally Misafik? So over here, the Mishnah of Aaron and the Tuv Tam Vadas are both Mavur. There we can't do a Tliya. Tliya is only if it won't be used for an Isser, there's no Isser Lefneiver. However, if will Vaday be used for an Isser, the question is, but if I didn't give it to him, maybe he could find it somewhere else. That there's no svar, there's no din of Thailand. And that is going to be Usher Misafik. Now the Tuv Tam Vadas takes it so far. His case was a person was selling some sort of shaver that was usher for a person to use, a razor that a person was to use to shave Shaloi Kedin. And he's dealing with Lifnei Iver, that someone's gonna buy it and go ahead and use this razor to shave. He says you can buy it from a Goyisha store across town. Apparently, this is an item that went in and out of stock pretty frequently. He says we have to be choshish that it won't be in stock by your competitor when this yid walks in. And therefore, he says it's trei avir dinara, and he says we're choshish for an iser lifnei iver daraisa. Obviously, it'll depend on the case. It depends on the merchandise. But Kolpani, he's saying that misafik, the din of tliya is only, it may not be used for an iser. If it's going to be used for an iser, it's just you may be able to buy it somewhere else. There we are choshish for lifnei iver, and that'll be aser. If you know for sure he has it, then it's chad avir dinara. But if you don't know, and you don't keep track, when this person comes in, it could be today, it's not available anywhere else. So he's choshish for, at least in his situation, he says that's something that you have to be choshish for, in that particular town, for those particular goods. Now, Igros Moshe has a tremendous chiddush. Igros Moshe learns from this Mishnah that this whole shaila is, you're buying something, maybe you use it for Isser, maybe you use it for Heter. Masha'en Kain, if you're vada going to use it for both, Veer of Moshe says, as long as the Iker Hishtamshus is for Heter, he says there's no Lifnei Iver. And his Raya is, how can you sell a pot to someone who's fried? Or how can you sell a pen? Maybe he'll cook on Shabbos. So then he says, since the normal Hishtamshus, or the Roy of the Hishtamshus is Leheter, he's going to be writing writing the whole week straight. But 6 out of 7 days he's allowed to write. And that and since the Iker Hishtamshus is Leheter, the fact that it also will be Hishtamshus for Isser, even if it's a Vadai, the Igros Moshe is Mechayesh that it's Mutter. And that's why, in the case of you're renting a house, even though you know on Shabbos they'll use the hot water, they'll use the oven, they'll do things, they'll be used for Isser, since the Iker Hishtamshus is Leheter, the Igros Moshe is Mechayesh that will be Mutter. Again, there are Cholkim, but Mitzvah Shem, we'll get back to that next week.